Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. My guests on the Goodyear Hotline coming off a sensational Sunday that was good to the final second. Monday means all kinds of change, plus playoffs, plus second guessing. And oh yeah, the college championship decided tonight. I'm back. Let's go.
We have breaking news. Matt Nagy's out in Chicago. Mike Zimmer, Rick Spielman out in Minnesota. The Miami Dolphins have fired Brian Flores. The Chicago Bears have just fired their general manager, Ryan Pace.
That was Adam Schefter with a very busy hour in our final hour of Get Up this morning. Schefter joining us with all this news on this traditional Monday after the season. We see the changes, and you just heard it there, including the big stunner. There always is one, and this year it seems to be in Miami where Brian Flores is out. And it is my delight to have Rex Ryan stick around and hang out in studio with me for the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Rex, thank you as always.
Oh, my pleasure, Greeny.
The Brian Flores came as a surprise. Schefty reported that, and all of us, our reaction on the set was audible.
Yeah, I mean, because look, this team, you talk about, I mean, they got off to a horrendous start, but man, they won seven straight games. Mm-hmm. And then they beat the Patriots, sweep the Patriots. So it's probably not based on just coaching. Something's going on here that none of us see, because this one comes as a complete surprise.
I'm reading along Jeff Darlington's tweets, and Jeff lives in Fort Lauderdale, our NFL insider, and he's close to the organization, and he's saying that basically there was just a personality rift between Flores on one side and the GM, Chris Greer, and the quarterback, Tua, on the other, and that it was deemed irreparable, and that it is about those relationships more than it is about him, the owner, wanting Jim Harbaugh or anything else.
Yeah, then if that's the case, then that's something that we don't see, and that's why this seems like a strange decision.
Right.
But that would explain it a lot better than anything else I could come up with. So I guess it makes sense. Obviously, you know, they feel good about the quarterback, then Tua and Greer. That's the way they want to go. I'm just surprised, though. I really am.
I am, too. I mean, that's a guy. When your team is one, look, you would know way better than I would. When a team is 1-7, it feels hopeless. And the fact that he kept that team fighting and playing and all that, that's what a coach does, right? That's a
right.
Coach's primary job, was to keep a team motivated and whatever else it is. I thought that was a remarkable coaching
job. Oh, absolutely. And the fact Tua was leading the league in completion percentage.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that's what I don't get. So, but you know what? Hey, they made their reason, their decision, and have their own reasons, I guess.
Well, let's talk about a few of the other ones. I mean, I want to get into all the games, but Obviously this has now taken precedence here over it. Let's talk about the one in Chicago, because the Bears, this was one that everyone saw coming. Matt Nagy, we've basically had him fired since week three or whatever
right.
It was they first put Justin Fields on the field. How do you see that job? Because Jim Harbaugh is a name that is going to come up.
Yeah, that's the one that I certainly brought up, because I see the history of that organization. When did they strike gold the last time? They brought back a former Chicago Bear,
mm-hmm.
and in Mike Ditka. This is the same kind of guy. In fact, Harbaugh played under Dick, and they used to fight tooth and nail with each other.
Yeah.
But that's what this team needs. And here's the thing. I think this is Matt Nagy, I'm sure, is a fine football coach, but this just goes to show you that sometimes they'll take an offensive guy thinking he's going to mold Mitch Trubisky into being this great quarterback or whatever. No, you take a leader at the head coaching position. You have other coaches that'll coach the quarterback, and that's what they need to do. I think Harbaugh would be a great hire in Chicago.
Yeah, I see it as well. I don't know. I mean, I know there's all the rumors out there. I've been gone for 2 weeks. I know there's all the talk about him leaving Michigan. That would seem to me, if he's going to go back to the NFL, that job is defined by one person, and that person is Justin Fields, because they have almost nothing else. They don't have a first-round pick this year. They traded
right.
that to the Giants. The their talent level is below average across the board. You've got to decide, and the Michigan coach with an Ohio State quarterback, whatever that's worth, you've got to decide that the kid that you think you can make him into a great quarterback. Do you think Justin Fields can be a great quarterback?
I do. I think he has the potential to be, and we saw some glimpses of it this year. Like, this young man has arm talent. Mm-hmm. He's got escapability, so he's got mobility, and we've seen the success that he had, obviously, in college, but in the NFL, it's going to take a little time. I think they need to get stronger in that offensive line, and if they do, he'll have an opportunity to be really successful.
All right, Greeny and Rex, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Progressive.com. As we sit here right now, Nagy and General Manager Ryan Pace have been fired in Chicago. Mike Zimmer and General Manager Rick Spielman have been fired in Minnesota. And Brian Flores, as we just mentioned, has been fired in Miami. There is no word from New York about the fate of Joe Judge. And I tweeted yesterday, the way Joe Judge coached that game yesterday felt like he was daring them to fire him. The quarterback sneaks they ran inside their own 5-yard line were some of the most stunning and startling play calling and coaching that I've seen in a very long time. What did you make of it?
Yeah, no, I thought so too. Like, it's ridiculous. Look, this offense, this whole football team's been abysmal, all right? But the offense in particular. And when you look at it here, they move on from Jason Garrett, a well-respected guy mm-hmm. in the Giant organization for years. You get rid of him, and then what shows up? This. And that's the best you got? Two quarterback sneaks when you're backed up? And look, As a football coach, just from – and I don't know this man from anybody, but as a football coach, it's like, oh, yeah, this guy's going to get fired. All right? The win-loss record says you're going to get fired. But – and to me, the fact you made history, 21 head coaches for this proud organization, the first time in Giant history that they've had 6 straight games with double-digit losses, mm-hmm. that's another reason. But it's not even – it has nothing to do with coaching, in my opinion. I think this guy's hard to like. I saw the press conferences when he came in here, talked about the kind of culture he was going to establish, the kind of team they were going to be, and they accomplished none of it. It was the exact opposite, quite honestly. But when he sat there and was poking fun at the Washington football team and somebody else's organization for being a clown show or whatever, when why in the heck are you going to do it? I think that embarrassed this proud franchise, the proud ownership group with Myra and Tish. I'm sorry, but to me, I think that crossed the line, and I would be – and let alone that he's been horrendous as a the win-loss total.
Yeah.
And as a football coach, I think when they heard those comments, I don't think they have anything to do with this
guy. Well, look, the Giants went into the season as a win-now team, and the general manager is going to get fired. But they went in – they in every single way – they compiled this season's team as a win-now team. And at the end, and they've had injuries, but every team in the NFL has injuries. They're the worst team in football. If you watch the NFL,
no question.
They are right. The last month, they are unquestionably the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, and I mean, look, people can say Detroit, Jacksonville.
Hell no. Those Detroit teams is awesome.
Oh yeah, those teams would beat this team by double digits at least.
At least they try.
It's crazy. They do try, and that's the thing. They actually do punch you in the face every snap. All right, that's the kind of team that they have. And you want to see a team that, like Detroit, they changed the culture.
Yeah.
In 1 year, they changed that culture. And everything that man said at the opening press conference when everybody laughed at him, we're going to get knocked down, we're going to get back up, we're going to bite your kneecaps. Watch this team play. You know what?
Yeah.
Every team they play, they're worried. They got their kneecaps bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this team has that kind of pride. And you see it in the coach. This guy is so likable that I want my kid to play for him. All right? Do you see the same thing in with the Giants? Absolutely not. I would have my kid run away from that guy.
I think, and the point that you make, Dan Campbell, the coach of the Lions yesterday, and you know they candidly were better off losing that game than winning from a draft standpoint
right.
and everything else, but that's neither here nor there because he doesn't give a damn about that, and God bless him for it. They're running double reverse plays while the Giants are running quarterback sneak on third down. Like, it's the ultimate juxtaposition of a coach whose team is still fighting and he's still fighting, and a coach whose team has quit, and he has quit.
Yeah, no, that's what it kind of looks like. And the fact you get rid of a coach halfway through And then you're going to make another decision? Well, that already, what's your confidence level that this guy's going to make the changes needed on his staff? No, the main change you need to make on your staff is to get rid of yourself as a coach. I mean, I'm sorry, but, and again, I don't know this guy personally, but I just see what I see. And as a fan of the New York Giants, if you're a fan there, you want some positive energy coming out of that building instead of this negative stuff.
I agree. Like everything about that, all of the reporting coming out of that organization the last few weeks has suggested they plan to keep him. But I don't know that anyone could have seen it getting this bad. The last few weeks were so bad, and yesterday felt like the culmination of that. I'm very interested to see. I've got Shefty on speed dial, and we'll see what they wind up doing. Hey, try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Let me run through quickly on the games here before I know I have to let you go. The 49ers get in. Is that the team no one wants any part of in the NFC?
Absolutely, Greeny. And why? Because running the football wins in playoff games. To the tune of 75%, mm-hmm. If you can outrush your opponent, you win playoff games. So this team is dangerous, and the coach understands who he is. They're down 17-0 to the Rams, and what do? They stay the course. They stay, hey, the best thing we got, we're going to keep pounding the football. Dallas in particular, the only question I have about this team is can they match the physicality of the 49ers? I think the answer is no.
So we like San Francisco there. The 49ers are going to be a brutally tough out no matter who they get. If they get through Dallas, I don't think Green Bay wants any part of them. I agree. They're not a matchup anybody wants. How about in the AFC? Like what feel do we have in the Titans, I guess? Who do we like in the AFC?
Yeah, I like the Titans. And the reason I like them is, number one, tip your hat. You want to see Coach of the Year, it's Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
All right? Because they could have, you know, they're going to get in, limp into the playoffs. They did just the opposite. Number one seed. They've already beat the Bills in a regular season. Mm-hmm. They already beat the Chiefs in a regular season. Quite honestly, smashed the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Your best player is going to be healthy and fresh.
We think so.
And
we
Derrick
think Henry
Henry.
We expect that.
That's everything I'm hearing out of Nashville, where my home is now. Yeah. It is. Could you imagine this guy coming at you, a 260-pound running back, fresh as a daisy? Like, this is going to be unbelievable. They get another week to be healthy. Brown, him, Julio. I mean, I would not want to play the Titans.
All right, Rex Ryan, I've kept you longer than I promised I would. Thank you much, Ezo. It's great to see you. Good to be back and have some fun with my man, Rex. All right, we will roll on here. Shefty's going to jump in live with the very latest on all the coaching news that we will have today. Plus, my takes will include the one team that lost yesterday, even though they didn't even play. That and more on the way. I'm Greeny, and this is ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The news is breaking so fast right now. Matt Nagy is out in Chicago. Mike Zimmer is out in Minnesota. Which NFC North job is more attractive, do you think?
I think people will say Chicago's.
All right, so that's a little bit of the conversation this morning as Adam Schefter was regularly on with us on Get Up with the breaking news about moves that have been made in case you are just joining us. Well, I'll let Schefter run through it. Schefter, thank you as always. For anyone who's not been around their radio or their television or whatever it may be this morning, catch everyone up on what it is we've missed so far.
Well, let's do an inverted lead here, so to speak, Greeny, and we'll start with the fact the obvious ones. I think people were expecting Chicago to happen, and it did. Matt Nagy was fired, as was the general manager, Ryan Pace, which I think that was the interesting part of this, right? There was no mystery or drama behind Matt Nagy. Everybody knew his situation, his fate. But I think the interesting part there is that the Bears decided to make it a clean sweep. They felt like Ryan Pace has had the opportunity to pick head coaches before, and the organization did not feel comfortable with allowing him to do that again. Minnesota, similar story to their NFC North counterpart, the Chicago Bears, the Vikings, clean sweep. Head coach Mike Zimmer out. General manager Rick Spielman out. Again, not a surprise on Zimmer. The surprise is that Rick Spielman was let go. Throughout the week, he had been making calls on coaching candidates. I think he was preparing to spearhead and lead the search for this organization going forward. He will not get that opportunity. The Will family will lead the search for a new head coach, a new general manager, as that organization looks for a new direction. And then the real surprise of the morning came in Miami, where the Dolphins and Brian Flores parted ways, moved on from him. It was a situation, I think, where there was some disagreement over the assistant coaching staff that would be kept in place and what wouldn't be kept in place. I think Flores wanted certain assistants there, others not. The ownership group, the front office, disagreed with that. I think both sides decided, you know what, we're going to go our own ways. Brian, you go be a coaching free agent. We're going to go look for a new head coach. And that, to me, was the surprise of the morning so far. Chicago and for Miami, and for those scoring at home, Greeny, that would bring the number of head coaching changes so far to 6. I think that we will have a minimum of 8 this year, a minimum of 8. That's what it looks like, and it could be more because we've gotten 6 already. We have pending unresolved situations out there with still the Houston Texans, Seattle Seahawks, New York Giants, amongst others. And so the league on average produces about 6.8 head coaching changes per year, dating back to the beginning of the century. And so already we're at 6. We will go over this year. That will be an over. And we'll see what other changes are in store. But we've already seen today big, massive changes in Chicago, Minnesota, and Miami.
Schefter with us here on the Goodyear Hotline with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear more driven. And just to make sure everyone is caught up, the other three openings that you're talking about, Jacksonville, where the Urban Meyer thing happened, the Raiders with John Gruden and all the rest of that, and then this weekend, Vic Fangio in Denver. You mentioned the Giants. All of the reporting that I've heard coming out of there has suggested that, I'm not sure what the right word is, the inclination of ownership was to keep Joe Judge, was to give him another chance. But it's ended so badly, Schefter. What are the things you're hearing coming out of there?
Well, I think that was the plan. We said as much a few weeks ago. The plan was to basically keep Joe Judge on staff. And by the way, Green, they still might, despite the fact that Giants fans don't want that. Okay, but the plan a few weeks ago was to do that. And since then, we've seen over the last couple of weeks bad losses, ugly losses, victory formations by your goal line, way before victory formation should be used. We've seen 11-minute rambling press conferences where you're calling out other organizations and talking about players who want to stay and come back and speaking in ways that really are, I guess, unusual. That would be a mild and diplomatic way of putting it. And so I don't know that Joe Judge has distinguished himself particularly well these last few weeks. I think Giant fans, frankly, they don't want to hear it, right? It's show me, don't tell me. I think the less you say, the better you are. And he's done a lot of talking the last few weeks, more than probably a head coach in his position should. And
So the Giants are talking with him. My understanding is there are people speculating this morning. He was meeting with ownership this morning. I don't believe that was to make a change this morning. We're waiting for Dave Gettleman, the Giants general manager, to step down today. That is expected to happen as well. And so he'll be out. Then they'll have to hire a new GM. And I would guess, you know, the question would be, who is the new GM and how does he feel about the head coach and working with him?
So that could be a little while there. Shefty with us here. One more, and that is there are always big names, like hot names. So who are the names you mentioned that you think we will have? We have six. We may have as many as seven or eight openings in this cycle. Who are the names we should be expecting?
Maybe more.
And maybe more. Which is a very cryptic Shefty way. I call myself the Shefty Whisperer. That's a very cryptic way of Shefty telling us to be expecting more things to happen. But one way or the other, what names should we be expecting to hear prominently in the mix for these jobs that will come open?
I think there are a few names to keep your eyes on here, Greeny. I think Brian Flores, to me, goes right to near the top of the list of available candidates. You could see him fit in a number of places. A guy who's won in Miami, has had some issues with his staff, and so that would have to be addressed, but he's done well and is a proven commodity to a certain extent. I think Dan Quinn is going to be in big demand. I think the Buccaneers coordinators, Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich, will be in demand. Eric Bieniemy in Kansas City is another name that I would think would get some consideration here, although it's been tough for whatever reason for him to land one of these head coaching jobs. But I think the first teams you look to are Dan Quinn and Brian Flores right now.
Dan Quinn and Brian Flores. We'll keep a close eye again. Quinn and the Cowboys still have a game, at least one, next week against San Francisco. All right, Shefty, we will keep you on speed dial here. Outstanding work as always, and we'll be back to you if there's any further news.
Thanks, Greeny. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. That's Adam Shefter again with all the news. Again, did everyone else pick up on that? Did everyone? I call myself the Shefty Whisperer. Shefty twice cut me off to say, and there could be more. He doesn't just do that. I'm telling you right now, Shefty doesn't do that if there isn't something brewing. So I think we should be expecting more news, whether it comes today or some other time soon. I think we should be expecting further news as the coaching cycle continues to turn here. Meanwhile,
Greeny's Takes.
All right, it's time for my takes here as we take a look back on the final Sunday of the NFL season. I'll take them through my top five, and then we'll bring in the assembled members of the hashtag crew for the first time this morning here as we will be busy indeed. Here we go.
Number five.
The Niners are a terrible matchup for the Cowboys. Candidly, the Niners are a terrible matchup for anyone they face. Jimmy Garoppolo, when he plays, and look, all we do is sell him short. When Jimmy Garoppolo plays, the 49ers are 31-14. They went 7-2 the second half of this season, their last nine games, to get into the playoffs. And Garoppolo, with his season and maybe to some degree his career on the line, ran out on that field yesterday in a road game that didn't feel like much like a road game if you heard the crowd, but one way or the other against a good L.A. defense, and led his team on a clutch drive and made clutch throws. And that's a coach, Kyle Shanahan, people talk about wanting to fire. That's a guy who down 17-0 yesterday didn't stop running the football. The 49ers are a tough matchup for the Cowboys next week. They could not have drawn a worse opening round matchup than San Francisco. I'm telling you right now, the 49ers could make a deep run.
Number four.
I can't remember the last loss any NFL team took in the regular season that was worse than what happened to the Colts yesterday. Playoff losses are generally worse because they're season-ending, and we see terrible playoff losses, the Minnesota Miracle, all that kind of stuff. But a regular season loss, I've been racking my brain. In fact, let me bring in Bubba and Nuno, who are with us today, or Brandon, my stage manager, sitting over. What can we think of? What is the worst regular season loss that a team has had in recent memory that was on this kind of level based upon what the Colts should have done yesterday and how badly they... It's not just that they lost as a two-touchdown favorite in Jacksonville. They were never in the game. They got obliterated by a terrible Jacksonville Jaguars team. What? Nuno, what am I forgetting? What was like the worst loss before that?
I'm trying to think if that giant eagle, DeSean Jackson, the miracle in the Meadowlands punt return would be up there.
Remind me that. What did it cost the Giants? Because you have to factor in what it cost. I remember the play. I remember DeSean Jackson running the punt back. But what I don't remember off the top of my head is what that loss wound up costing the Giants. See, the loss here is that the Colts, they went from being in the playoffs to out. on the virtue of this loss. That literally cost them their season. So I can't think of it.
I think the Giants did lose the playoff spot that game. Yeah. Losing that game.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be something like that. That was as bad a loss as I have seen in the regular season in that sport or any sport in a very long time. Greeny's take.
Number three.
Mike Tomlin yesterday and this season proved the value of elite coaching. And if you don't believe me, let me put this in the form of a question. If Mike Tomlin was coaching the Chargers, would they be in the playoffs now? If Mike Tomlin was coaching the Chargers, they'd probably be the one seed in the AFC. If Mike Tomlin was coaching the Colts, would they have won that game yesterday? How does Jonathan Taylor only get 15 carries yesterday? Mike Tomlin is still alive, and that team is so below average. I'm trying to think of a respectful way to put what they are. They're just not a good team, and he's got them in the playoffs because he is an elite NFL coach. And so I'm happy for him. They're going to get obliterated this week by Kansas City, and that's fine. For them, making the playoffs this year is an extraordinary success. And again, it is a testament to the genius of their coaching.
Number two.
I awoke this morning to a text from Jim Kelly, the Hall of Famer. I owe him steaks. I always forget this, but he makes me make this bet with him every single year. We bet steaks, which is a very Jim Kelly-centric kind of bet, by the way, on the outcome of the games between the Jets and the Bills. And so I wrote him back, all right, I got your steaks coming. And you should thank Josh Allen. You should share them with Josh Allen. Because that guy does not have enough help. My goodness, Josh Allen does everything for that team. Now, when you watch the Jets play offense yesterday, the Jets, I believe, had a net of 5 yards passing in the game yesterday. And you subtract all the yardage they lost in sacks. But Josh Allen is the entirety of the Buffalo Bills. They will, and we always say they will go as far as a certain person takes them. Josh Allen, he is so spectacularly good and so incredibly talented and has much less help around him than I thought. So, Jim Kelly, I got your steaks coming your way, but you definitely should be sharing them this morning with the current quarterback of the Bills because he's the one who won them for you.
Number one.
But number one is where we have to go here, and that is Joe Judge is begging to be fired. The fact that his team is abysmal, it looks to me like the Giants were willing to live with that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not accusing Joe Judge of wanting to be fired, but he coaches like someone who does. He coaches like a person who says, wait a minute, losing every game by double digits isn't enough? I'll humiliate the organization with ridiculous press conferences, make fun of other teams who then shellack me in my own stadium and run quarterback sneak dive plays on back-to-back offensive plays while a game is still in the balance. Like those, each and individual one of those things feels like a fireable offense. Joe Judge is begging the Giants to fire him. And so I want the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless from one man today and one man only. And that is Nuno. Now, all of you know hashtag Nuno here. Nuno is in a bad mood when things are great. I mean, I've never known Nuno when one of his teams wins a championship, but I can imagine that the glow of that only lasts about 15 minutes until he's aggravated about something else. Where are we today, Nuno, on the Giants, Joe Judge, the quarterback sneaks, and everything else?
I'm Greeny, let's start off with the fact that they're allowing Dave Gettleman to have some sort of retirement tour. He should be fired. He has done nothing to help this organization while he's been in charge of it. And to allow this man to go out with some grays is just, it's mind-boggling. The Joe Judge thing, and I said it the other day because last week where Ian O'Connor, who's covered New York teams, tweeted out that whoever the source was that said Joe Judge was safe did him no favors. I actually think that person sabotaged Joe Judge to get him fired, to get to this point, because it is a complete and utter embarrassment. The players might have not quit on him, although Kenny Galladay, you definitely quit on him yesterday when you didn't even try to make that catch. But he and the other coaches have quit on the players with the play calling and just the disaster they've been. I'm sorry. This is a clown organization at this point. He has made them a clown organization. John Mara, I feel like, doesn't know what he's doing. It is time just sit up there, say you're sorry that it's gone to this point, and make the moves that need to be. And don't say, hey, we're going to bring in a GM and then let him decide, you know, 6 weeks down the line if Joe Judge is going to be the guy or not. No, fire him now. And give autonomy to the next GM, whether it's, you know, someone like Lewis Riddick, Mike Greenberg from Tampa, whoever it is, allow them to figure this out.
Listen, the Mike Greenberg sitting here could do better than what's been going on there. So you don't have to specify which Mike Greenberg you're talking about. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Here are the two things I'll say in response to that, Nuno. I agree with every word you said. And that is the following. I'm not one who sits here and calls for people's jobs often. I wouldn't want someone to do it to me, and I don't like doing it. But I will ask two questions. One, if you're not going to fire Joe, your coach, after what has happened there the last couple of weeks, when are you? Like, what is it you have to do to get fired if it hasn't happened already with the Giants? You cannot be worse than Joe Judge has been the last few weeks. The completely embarrassing, bordering on ludicrous things that he says after every game. And then the absolute opposite way that his team plays and he coaches. Then to call out another organization and call them a clown show and have them come in and kick your behind from one end of the stadium to the other. You richly deserve it. And then obviously the offensive play calls that were humiliating. So the two questions I would ask, the first one is, if you're not going to fire him now, when are you? The second is, just ask yourself this question. If Joe Judge gets fired, there's going to be all these other openings. Would anyone even consider him? Will Joe Judge even get an interview for a head coach? The obvious answer is no. No team is looking at that and thinking, oh, I tell you what, that's what I need. Like Brian Flores is going to get right back in this mix. No team in the NFL, if Joe Judge gets fired, no team will interview him for a head coaching job. So if your coach is someone that no other team in the NFL would even consider, maybe that's the answer to your question.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, busy, busy day. Greeny here, and it's your chance to be a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. The College Football Playoff National Championship is here. Fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one that fans deserve. Of course, that game is tonight, Alabama-Georgia. We'll look ahead to that as we continue. But right now, it's time for your hot takes. If you're a football fan, you have something to say today, and I want to hear it. 888-SAY-ESPN is my number. Let's get in as many of these as we can. Bubba, who's first up?
Yeah, first up we have John.
All right, John, you're on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. John, give me a hot take.
The three classiest organizations in pro football are the Chicago Bears, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the New York Giants. They are not going to fire a cancer survivor and embarrass him in a press conference. They're going to let him have this tour. He did the best that he could. There were lots of injuries. As far as Joe Judge is concerned, he is a good football coach. He needs more polish, but that team played hard for him all year long. He did make some mistakes toward the end. Joe Judge is a coach, and the New York Giants, by the way, have 4 Super Bowl titles with this ownership group. None of the other NFC East members have that number of titles. They are the class of the NFL, and they will rise again. Mark my words.
That's fair. John, let me ask you a question. I appreciate your passion and all the rest of that. And I've the Dave Gettleman piece of that, I have no problem with. Nuno, everyone's entitled to their opinion. You have yours, he has his, I have mine. I don't have a problem with them letting him retire. That said, what evidence do you have that Joe Judge is a good football coach? And what evidence do you have that that team continued playing hard for him?
For most of the season, the team played hard.
Did you watch the Lions play yesterday? Did you watch the Detroit Lions play yesterday? That's a team that's still playing hard. The Giants don't look to me like a team that's still playing hard.
They got beaten up because of injuries. Mike Glennon is clearly not an NFL quarterback. And the quarterback from Georgia, Jake Fromm, he belongs in the Canadian Football League. Okay. Duke quarterback went down, Daniel Jones, that was a very big blow to this team. I know that other teams have injuries. I understand that. I'm a big sports fan. I know that. But for most of the season and for most of these 2 years, the team has played hard for Joe Jones.
And I'm losing your signal there. John, I appreciate the call. Look, everyone's welcome here, whether I agree with your take or not. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for calling. Bubba, who's next?
Next up, let's go to Jeff.
Jeff, you're on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Jeff, give me a hot take.
Hey, Greeny, welcome back. You know I'm a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
I'm ecstatic that Brian Flores is gone. Anybody that thinks Brian Flores was a good head coach, he had the same record as the great Adam Gase. And Adam Gase didn't have 5 first-round draft picks and over $100 million to spend. That's why I also want Chris Griegron. How he's not gone is amazing. And at least Adam Gase took the Dolphins to a playoff game. So Brian Flores is not getting some great head coaching job anytime soon, I don't think, because I watch every game, every snap, every play. You can't tell me you do that because you can't watch every game. I understand that.
Yeah.
He's not a good head coach. I'm sorry. He doesn't make good head coaching decisions. He's horrible with timeouts. He's horrible with challenges. He cost the Dolphins at least 4 games this year, okay? And he's gone. How Chris Greer is not gone is crazy because he's worse than him. But thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a good call. I appreciate it. Again, the drafting Tua Tagovailoa over Justin Herbert is going to wind up being one of the terrible picks of all time. We'll see if whoever the next coach is wants to come in and can. Look, I mean, Tua did put up good numbers this year and played a much better second half. We'll see where they go. The Flores firing surprised a lot of people, but Jeff, obviously not you. Bubba, who's next?
Next up, we have John.
John, give me a hot take, John.
Good morning, Greeny.
Morning.
I've been saying this almost the entire season, and I constantly get hung up on by the local call-in shows. Matt Eberflus, Frank Reich, and Chris Ballard needed to be fired towards the beginning of the season. They have not done anything. When the players play horribly, the coaches don't adjust. They don't get in their faces or hold them accountable. Everyone has just given them a free pass. I don't think the Carson Wentz deal was a terrible deal. I think that Frank Wright has not done his job of developing him and helping him improve. And the Pro Bowlers did absolutely nothing yesterday, and the coaches were not in their faces. They need to go. Thank you.
That's a take you don't hear often. I mean, Chris Ballard, I think, who is the GM of the Colts, is considered to be one of the best in the league. They have all of this talent, all these Pro Bowlers, and a bunch of cap space. So I think he generally is considered to be very good at his job. Reich had a bad day yesterday, a really bad day. And frankly, Reich did not coach a good game in their playoff loss last year either. That was a game they could have, maybe should have won, and there was some very questionable coaching stuff from him in that game. And then yesterday, for that team to lose the game they did, play as badly as they did. Jonathan Taylor only had 15 carries yesterday. This is a guy who was in the MVP conversation recently. There's plenty of room for criticism. He's not getting fired, but there's plenty of room for criticism. All right, thank you for the calls. I appreciate all of them. We'll have plenty of time for more. I got the spreads looking ahead to this weekend. I got Nuno's notes. We will look ahead to the college game tonight, as well as we continue with David Pollack. Stay there on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.